President Bush again defended his policies on Iraq today, this time at a White House news conference in the Rose Garden. Mr. Bush said toppling Saddam Hussein was the right thing to do, but he also said Iraq remains a dangerous place because of terrorists and Saddam loyalists looking to disrupt the reconstruction effort. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
This was the second time in 2 days that Mr. Bush confronted questions about the rising level of violence in Iraq. Yesterday, he and Paul Bremer, the top U.S. official in Baghdad, held an Oval Office photo op and fielded just a few questions about attacks that killed nearly 36 people and injured 200 on Monday. Today's news conference, announced just 90 minutes in advance, seemed an effort at a more formal, more measured response to the ongoing violence. The first question was indeed about the bombings and sniper attacks and the resistance U.S. forces are encountering.
Basically, what they're trying to do is cause people to run. You know, they want to kill and create chaos. That's the nature of a terrorist. That's what terrorists do. They commit suicide acts against innocent people and then expect people to say, well, gosh, we better not try to fight you anymore.
Asked who was responsible, the president said he doesn't know yet, but that he assumes it's foreign terrorists who've now moved into Iraq and former Iraqi Ba'ath Party members looking to create disruptions. Mr. Bush has said he wants to escape the media filter and take a more positive message directly to the people. But that led to one question today about whether the president was leveling with the American people about the scope of the problem in Iraq.
I can't put it any more plainly. Iraq's a dangerous place. That's leveling. It is a dangerous place. What I was saying is there's more than just terrorist attacks that are taking place in Iraq. There's schools opening. There are hospitals opening.
The president also today had to defend that May 1st speech he delivered aboard an aircraft carrier in the Pacific, the USS Lincoln. That was the event where he made a carrier landing and emerged to shake hands wearing a flight suit. He was asked today if that celebratory speech was premature.
I think you ought to look at my speech. I said Iraq's a dangerous place, and we've got hard work to do. There's still more to be done. And we had just come off a very successful military operation. I was there to thank the troops.
As for the big sign that adorned the ship that day that read Mission Accomplished, the president, whose advanced staff is known for its skill in setting a stage, had this response today.
Mission Accomplished sign, of course, was put up by the members of the USS Abraham Lincoln saying that their mission was accomplished. I know it was attributed somehow to some ingenious advance man for my staff. They weren't that ingenious, by the way.
Recent polls have shown growing public doubts about the president's policies in Iraq, a feeling fueled by both the rising toll of dead and wounded among U.S. soldiers and the $87 billion the president wants Congress to approve. With the election now just over 1 year away and Mr. Bush holding several fundraisers for that election in the coming week alone, he was asked how patient he thinks the American people will be when it comes to Iraq.
Well, I think the American people are patient during an election year because they tend to be able to differentiate between, politics and reality. As a matter of fact, the American people are, the electorate's a heck of a lot smarter than most politicians.
In the meantime, it's a tricky balancing act for the White House, as evidenced by today's news conference, with the president trying to focus on the progress being made while also faced with the dangerous unpredictability that every day of occupation brings. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.